Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I have a very interesting guest standing by here tonight. It's somebody who's been on this program before. Very popular guest, I might add, on this program and on many, many other programs here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's going to be a very interesting show tonight, folks. We are going to be talking about 911, and we are going to be talking about the Israeli role in 911. So if you don't like to hear unpleasant things about Israel, and if you prefer to close your eyes to evidence that Israel was instrumental in the 911 terrorist attacks on America, then I would advise you to turn the radio down for the next hour. Don't turn it off. Stay, keep tuned to RBN, but just turn it down because we're going to have a lot of candid discussion here. My guest just a few years ago, not long ago, was on the fast track in corporate America out in Schaumburg, Illinois. And, you know, he happened to discover my book, Final Judgment. He wasn't even a reader of the Spotlight newspaper, but he was interested in the subject of the Kennedy assassination. And he got my book, Final Judgment, and he tried to put it in the library of which his mother had been one of the founders. And would you believe that Zionist pressure from the Anti-Defamation League and other agitators, they tried to stop him from putting that book in the library. Again, a library that his mother was one of the founders of, folks. Well, Christopher Boleyn didn't like trying to be silenced, and he fought back, and would you believe, lo and behold, that book is in the Schaumburg Public Library, my little book, Final Judgment. Well, to make a long story short, through his initial contact with me and with the Spotlight newspaper, through the good graces of one of our associates there, Jerry Myers, Christopher Boleyn has now emerged as far as I'm concerned, the star journalist in the independent movement of journalists who are out there writing about the things that people need to know about, whether it's what's going on in the Middle East or whether it's what's happening with 911 or the Oklahoma City bombing or... Christopher's written about this. Venezuela, he's been down there. He's traveled all over the world. And accompanying him in these ventures is his beautiful wife, Helya. Now, you know, I know there's a lot of listeners out there who think women should only be seen and not heard. Well, Helya is a sight to be seen because she is a very beautiful woman, but she's also a very intelligent and articulate woman who has been a real helpful partner to Christopher in his worldwide travel and in his investigations. And you can't find a better team anywhere. And they're also the parents of two absolutely charming, beautiful, and intelligent children. All that having been said, let's welcome Christopher.
Well, Michael, you're very kind.
Well, I'm just truthful, Christopher. You are the best journalist out there. I always tell people that I'm a hack writer with opinions, but you go out there and you dig and dig and you get information that that nobody else gets. And one thing I've noticed, Christopher, in the last few years is that a lot of the articles that you have generated, a lot of the information that you have come up with, it's been circulated all over the world, but people don't give the credit where credit is due, and in this case it's Christopher Boleyn. So, you know, a lot of people are lazy and like to take credit for things themselves, but... you've been the one who's dug out a lot of this information. And, you know, as we started out, you know, we're going to be going to a break in a minute or so here. But I already, as you heard, I already told the callers what we're going to be talking about. And it's very controversial. So here comes the break. When we will come back, we'll get right down to business with Christopher Boleyn. And we are going to talk about Israel's role in 911, the emerging evidence that's being kept quiet. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm here in Washington, D.C., which is headquarters of American Free Press, and you check out that website on AmericanFreePress.net. In the meantime, though, stay tuned to the next hour here on RBN because we have Christopher Boleyn with us, and we're going to be discussing an article that he wrote for the last issue of American Free Press. Very understated article, I thought, but very, very powerful. Christopher, your article about information that you've uncovered in your extensive investigation into various aspects of the 911 cover-up. As I say, that article, it struck me as being, very moderate and very tempered, but at the same time, it was very, very powerful. It left me feeling like my God, what's going on here, and why aren't we finding out about it? Could you kind of just give us a little bit of the details of that article, Christopher, because
sure.
It's so important.
Well, you're referring to the article I wrote about the Simon family, I think,
and
his connections. Yes. Mike, listeners have to understand that 9/11 was done by a very small group of people, not the 19 Arab hijackers, but a very small group of people. And in the aftermath of 9/11, the message of what happened on 9/11 has been very carefully controlled by the media. And as time goes on, we see the people who are controlling the message, the people who are spinning the government version, is a very small group of people. They have great control of the media, and they have great control of the players, the government and the media. In the last article I wrote about this, there's a woman involved in the 9/11 movement. Her name is Deborah Simon, and she is she's been involved with a lot of the non-mainstream people who like the new movie Loose Change. That's a kind of a cult classic right now about 9/11. Now, Deborah Simon, it was a little bit hard to find out who she was, but it turns out that she's a daughter, or she's married into the family of billionaires, the Simon family of Indianapolis. And this is a very Zionist family that owns basically all the many of the retail properties in the United States, the shopping malls. And this is the thing, is that here we have a relative of a very, very wealthy Zionist family, very much involved in the 9/11 movement. When I spoke to her on the phone, she was very clear that she agreed that the Israeli government was involved, that the evidence was pretty overwhelming, that the Israelis were involved and had prior knowledge of 9/11. But the interesting thing is that the people that she works with, the people that she supports, their products do not reflect this belief.
That's very, very interesting. Now, so in other words, she's willing to acknowledge that that the evidence is there, but the people surrounding her are kind of playing a game, more or less.
Right. Well, in a private conversation with me, she acknowledges Israeli involvement, and she accepts that. But when she, you know, helps to produce a video like Loose Change, the people, the producers, the young fellows that produced Loose Change, you know, they say, you know, we're not going to go into Israeli involvement. There's a variety of reasons we're not going to talk about it.
Well,
so their product doesn't talk about
it. That's interesting, Christopher, because, you know, just the other day, Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani on WingTV.net published what I thought to be a very devastating list of people in the 9/11 who are people who are purporting to be leaders in the 9/11 truth movement, or people who are otherwise prominently engaged in publicizing the fact that the whole 9/11 story is not correct, that a devastating number of these people just absolutely refuse to acknowledge Israeli involvement, even though, as you say, at least in some cases, people truly believe it to be the case.
That, Mike, that is the dividing line in the 9/11 what we call the truth movement,
yeah.
People who do not accept the official version. And, you know, your listeners should be aware that on CNN, when they did a poll, I think Anderson Cooper's show a little while ago, 90% of his mainstream viewers do not believe the official version. So the mainstream media is aware that there is a huge population that does not believe the official version. And what we have today is, you know, this summer there's going to be three movies coming out, three mainstream movies. The one's already come out, United 93, and there will be two more. Oliver Stone will come out with a movie, and there will be another movie about Pentagon 9/11. And you remember Oliver Stone, he's working with Paramount Pictures. He's working under Sumner Rothstein. And that film and all the other films are basically looking at 9/11, accepting the government version, and they're being done completely by Jewish filmmakers with a Zionist bend. So the American public is going to get the interpretation of 9/11 through the Zionist prism.
Well, you know, I'll tell you another thing in your article that particularly left me feeling a bit queasy, a little uneasy, a little unsettled, and that was how you described, and this is something I was totally unaware of until I read in your article in American Free Press, you described how someone who is close to the whole 9/11 business explained to you that they were aware that some of the so-called Arab hijackers had actually been seen meeting with Israeli operatives in a video store. Could you tell us more about that, Christopher?
Yeah, I can tell you more about that. That's my good friend William Rodriguez, and he lives in Jersey City. He's told me this several times. He's even taken a journalist to that video store. There's a video store about a block away from his house. I think he told me it was run by a Pakistani fella. And the thing is that William Rodriguez is he's a survivor of 9/11, and he's probably the biggest activist, one of the biggest activists working on behalf of the relatives. And he was the janitor in the North Tower, and he stayed in the building until it collapsed. And the thing is that in this video store, these Israeli movers, these Mossad agents that the Forward newspaper later described as being Mossad agents, these movers that were arrested videotaping and celebrating the collapse of the World Trade Center would meet there. It was a meeting place where they would meet with some of these so-called Arab terrorists who were later picked up in Texas and who had been identified at the World Trade Center.
The Arabs that you're talking about, Christopher, they were not the alleged hijackers. These were other ones. Okay.
Yeah, these were other ones. I know that I think it was the ones that were picked up in Texas later with the but they're some of these same Arabs who were part of the profile, part of the scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And these men would meet with these Israelis at this Jersey City location, this video store. And it's something that he doesn't talk about in public. When Mr. Rodriguez speaks, he doesn't go into the Israeli question, because I understand he's got a public role. He's trying to represent all of the relatives, and he told me that he can't talk about this because he can't offend the Jewish families. But I asked him, well, what about the American families? The blame is being put on the American government, on the U.S. government, that somehow they perpetrated this terrible crime, and Americans go to bed every night questioning whether the United States government was involved in the events of 9/11. But I understand he has to be a little bit political there.
Well, that's interesting, because essentially this kind of reminds me of the whole same phenomenon in the JFK assassination business. It's perfectly respectable to say that the American CIA had a hand in the assassination of President Kennedy, but you cannot dare suggest that the Israeli Mossad had a hand in the Kennedy assassination. It's kind of that same thing, that it would be considered offensive to certain people if you mention Israel, whereas it's perfectly acceptable to blame our own government for the crime. Very interesting.
And it's interesting. It's interesting that they're using Oliver Stone again. Oliver Stone made that JFK movie with the Israeli arms dealer Arnon Milchan, and now Oliver Stone is once again being called upon to perform his cinematic magic, and once again he's writing a script that's been given to him, by very Zionist writers, Andrea Berloff, and the producers are Zionists. And Oliver Stone is, he's a nice enough guy, I suppose. His father was Jewish. But, the thing is that in all three movies, we have producers and writers who are Zionists.
Yeah, it's interesting, Christopher. I got a phone call here last night on the program. I had asked people for constructive criticism, and one of the callers came in and said that he thinks there's too much discussion of, as he put it, not my words, his words, the Jews on this program, and I know what he's referring to. He's referring to the frequent discussion of Israeli involvement in such things as 9/11, the Oklahoma City bombing, the Kennedy assassination, so many of these disasters of the last 50 years, so to speak, and other events in world history. And, and it all does come down to the fact that there is this Zionist involvement that's been so critical. People find it very uncomfortable to discuss this, but, in discussing the entirety of the picture, you can't get away from it. And that's the point that I have tried to emphasize here. We're not suggesting that the little Jewish businessman who runs the corner grocery store or the pawnbroker down the street was part of the 9/11 attacks.
These are the guys that own the movie theaters. These are the guys that, like Sumner Redstone, that own the movie theaters, or they own the shopping malls, or they own the people that build these American houses, these not very well-built American houses.
They're the people who kick in millions of dollars to fund the Israeli lobby in Washington, APAC.
These are the people that started Hebrew University. Like Murray Rothstein's father was a founder of Hebrew University. These are the super Zionists.
Christopher, we have a break coming up here, and then we're going to have another five-minute segment before the end of the half hour. So stay tuned, Christopher Boleyn, and stay tuned, all you folks out there who want to hear more from Christopher Boleyn. And we are taking calls at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The counsel to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have with us someone who, as far as I'm concerned, is the top independent print journalist in America, and that's Christopher Belin, my friend and my colleague from American Free Press here in Washington. Christopher's on the road right now, as he usually is, but he took time off from his schedule to come on here to talk about an article he wrote for American Free Press about the effort to suppress information and revelations about Israeli involvement in 9-1-1, information that is even known to some of the people who call themselves truth seekers in the whole thing. And, you know, Christopher, I don't want to steal your thunder here, but one thing I'd like to point out, it's certainly related to what we're talking about. You've revealed here that there's evidence that the Israeli operatives who were later seen cheering the collapse of the World Trade Center were known to be meeting with Arabs who were later, picked up here in this country. They were seen meeting in New Jersey in a video store. And, you know, people say, you know, a lot of people don't understand how Arabs could be working with Israelis, but I want to remind people a story that Robert Friedman wrote in the Village Voice about the first attack in the World Trade Center, and he said very specifically that a Palestinian named Ahmed Ajaj was the wasn't Israel. Although he was a Palestinian Arab, a Muslim, he was an Israeli double agent inside the first cell that tried to bring down the World Trade Center. And what's interesting, this Ajaj was a partner of this Ramzi Youssef, whose uncle is supposedly the guy who coordinated the whole 911 attack on behalf of Osama bin Laden. This Ramzi Youssef's uncle, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he's the primary source for the official 911 report. And these are guys who were connected to an Israeli double agent who was an Arab. I mean, you know, I've reported on what I reported in the Spotlight and in American Free Press on what Robert Friedman has written. No one will touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Why is that? Well, that's right, Mike, because you're exposing how the system works. You know, it's the same thing. Like, I can't confirm this, but I heard when 9/11 happened shortly thereafter that Mohammed Atta had been involved in a bus bombing in Israel and spent 2 years in an Israeli prison. So, you know, the Israelis have a very large pool of candidates to recruit from. And then, given their experience in the weapons smuggling, the weapons operations in Afghanistan, they have a huge pool of potential operatives. And they simply recruit the people and get them in the right places and monitor their behavior like they did in Florida. And you know, create the perfect fall guy.
They can manipulate them right to the ultimate goal of what they did achieve on 9/11. Well, you know, Christopher, we have quite a few phone calls here, so people obviously want to talk to you. Let's go ahead and start bringing them up. We have John from California. John, come on up.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hey, Mike. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
I kind of waylaid Michael there a couple weeks ago about your take on Chavez down there in South America, and you gave him a glowing report, and I just don't trust that guy. What's the Jewish element, Zionist element, going on down there? Do you know anything about that?
Well, there's an active Zionist community down there, but the Zionist community, people like Moises Naim, have left that country, the big ones, and they were involved in the corrupt leadership before. Because, you know, that country is very rich in oil.
Yeah.
And, like, Moises Naim was involved in one of the governments down there. And when Chavez took over and started using the oil for more national socialist purposes, you know, getting the people's living standards improved, he's considered the bad boy. But he's done a lot to help the people. The people of Venezuela have been neglected by the leadership in the past, and he's done a great deal. Chavez has. To give them medicine and education and try to improve their standard of living. I think that's a pretty good thing.
Well, I do agree with you to a certain extent, but he's still a socialist, and I'm not saying that perhaps we don't need to nationalize our oil industry here. Do you think we should do that, or what's your take on that?
I think you might think I'm really far left, but I think essential services like the railroad and the minerals of a country definitely deserve to be should be monitored and regulated by the government.
Yes, sure.
You cannot allow the entrepreneurial class to exploit your natural resources without any control by the government. That's what we have now, and that's what the president of Yeltsin of Russia is trying to prevent. Because as soon as the Soviet Union became open to the West, a very small group of billionaires went in there and took everything, and they were mostly Israelis now.
Yeah, just like they've done here with all the deregulation and this and that and busting that up.
Well, look at British Petroleum. British Petroleum is operating our Alaska pipeline. What American taxpayers paid for, British Petroleum is today operating. And BP is basic economic colonialism. They are sucking, they're using, selling our oil, owning our pipeline, selling their product to us, and taking the money back.
Yeah.
All right,
gentlemen, I hear that break coming up. John, if you want to hang on for a minute after the break, please feel free to do so.
I'll
have quite a
question.
Few callers ahead. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you with a provocative discussion of 9/11 and other things that need to be discussed, no matter who finds it offensive. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're here at rbnlive.com at 5.050 on shortwave and also at 6.890 on the single sideband in some areas. Okay, we have Christopher Berlin on here. We're generally discussing 911 and the Israeli connection there too, but we had John from California who came in with a question on the situation in Venezuela with Hugo Chavez, who the Zionists do not like. They say he's been associated with Holocaust deniers and neo-Nazis and anti-Semites and all sorts of bad people. And Christopher Berlin just returned from Venezuela and brought some interesting reports on the situation there in American Free Press. Brought those reports back and they were published in American Free Press. John, did you have another question or comment before we move on?
Yeah, quickly, Mike. I know you got a lot of callers, but I just wanted to clear that up. I heard Chris a couple times from France lately do a report on 9/11, and he's done a great job, and I heard all that. But after waylaying you a couple weeks ago about Chris's opinion about Chavez, I thought I'd call up and ask him personally. I didn't mean any harm to you by it.
No, I agree 100% with Christopher on the subject.
And, yeah, well, I just don't trust, South America and those that guy down there and all that. We just got to keep a close eye on it. I wondered real quick what the Zionist element, if Chris knows anything about it, down in Mexico, and they're going through a lot of trouble down there themselves, of course, and what he thought about that situation. I'll get off, Mike. Thanks.
All right, sure. Thanks, John.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about the, but I do know that the Israelis are up to their eyeballs in the drug smuggling, what goes on down there in those countries. I've seen it myself. I've seen that the Israelis have a lot of so-called advisors in those countries, and you know, training the death squads in Colombia and Guatemala, what have you. I saw with my own eyes how they were all armed with Uzis, and that the Israelis advisors were there. You know, when they would go out to these villages in Guatemala. So they're all equipped with Israeli stuff. It's just a nasty thing.
You know, Christopher, an old friend of mine here in D.C., an old arms dealer, Jewish arms dealer, was the first man to introduce Uzis into the United States. He brought them here, and now they're all over, even in the streets of Washington, D.C., I'd be willing to bet.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, let's go on to our next caller, Scott from Massachusetts. Scott, come on up.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing tonight, Scott?
I'm doing terrific, listening to two of the best guys on radio and
in
the press. No, I have to be honest. I mean, you know, Chris Boland, thank you for your honesty and your candor.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mike, your forthright presentation and insights is refreshing to me. And I honestly believe I'm talking to two of the top 10 truth tellers in the world today.
Well, I know I appreciate the compliment, and I'm sure Christopher does too. And Christopher certainly deserves it. He's been out there, my friend.
Let me go on. You gentlemen are in good company, and I believe that your steadfastness in telling the truth in the future will be honored by our Lord and Savior Jesus, and that you actually follow in His footsteps. And that if you read closely in the New Testament, you'll understand that you're going exactly picking up the cross and following Him, and God bless you for that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Scott. You know, I always say I'm not a real religious person, but I'll tell you what. I do know one thing, and that I am not going to go to hell for anything I have done in speaking out on these issues.
No, because you're speaking honestly and from the heart. Michael, and you know, Chris, I listened to your interview last Thursday, I guess, on The Connection, and really gained a lot of respect for your ability to handle the truth and thrive in it. And you know, Godspeed to the two of you to bring forth the fact that we are a Talmudic nation, and that it just gets worse and worse every day. And all you have to do is go to the Noahide laws and public law 102-14 that was passed during the senior Bush administration, effectively putting us under the Noahide laws and under the, subservience to a Jewish Talmudic leader specified as Menachem Schneerson of the Lubavitch movement. I'm just horrified by that. And these are the people who are kicking the Ten Commandments out of the courtrooms and out of the schools and away, and supplanting them with these Noahide laws that will make our faith basically null and void, and anybody who participates in it subject to the same kind of violence that they perpetrated in the Soviet Union.
Hey, Scott, I'm glad you brought that up. I just about threw up today. I wanted to mention this at the beginning of the show tonight, but now I've got the perfect segue into it. I open up the Washington Times today, and there's a full-page letter in there, a full-page advertisement from the Zionist Organization of America. And you know who has lent his, what I thought was his good name and prestige, to the campaign of the Zionist Organization of America to come down hard on the Palestinians? No less than William Donahue of the
Catholic League.
The Catholic League. This is a man who I had a little bit of respect for until today. He's signing on with the very people who have done everything in their power to stamp out his faith and the Christian faith in general.
Well, let me say this about that, all right? And I'll leave you with this, gentlemen. When you let the Trojan horse into the citadel, it's not long before the fort falls. And the Catholic Church has allowed Talmudic reasoning through Pope Paul II and this new guy they got in there. And, you know, what's going on up here in Boston? You know, you told me you were dissatisfied with somebody, O'Malley, and what's going on up here? with the head of the hospital network up here and his feely-touchy with everybody and him just giving them a reprimand. And, I mean, the nonsense just goes on. And when people talk about the Catholics perpetrating this stuff, and I see the elements within the church itself and within these Christian organizations inside Jewish people, I mean, they don't even hide it. And they're the ones making all these accusations and bringing all this information forth, which is good. But the way they do it is not necessarily not propaganda. And
you know, Scott, I always say when you hear that word interfaith, watch out. That's the Zionist steamroller
right.
coming.
Right. There's one thing, Mike, is that, you know, in the 911 movement, there are a few people who like to pin it on the Jesuits or Opus Dei or the Catholic Church. And they completely disregard the evidence of Israeli involvement, and they want to say that the Vatican was behind attacking the United States on 9/11. And this is absolutely rubbish, because the evidence that has not been disproven over 4 years is that the Israeli intelligence played a major role in the execution of 9/11. And these people will then go on to say that, well, you know, the Vatican is behind the Zionists. And things like this. It's just absolutely absurd.
It is so absurd, and to hear that kind of thing when the whole church is crumbling as a result of these very people that, you know, and people can't see it, it's blindness. So, but, and you guys are like the best. Keep it up, and I'm praying for you.
God, appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right, let's go on to Clayton from Missouri. Clayton, come on up.
How you doing, Mikey?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, it's pure gold. You know, you were talking about the so-called 9/11 truth movement, and I noticed early on the way they avoided talking about not just the Jewish involvement, but I believe the Jewish planning and carrying out of 9/11. They didn't want to touch it. They didn't want to go near it. And we all know who the major players are in this so-called 9/11 truth movement. I don't have to mention their names. We all know who they are. But it seems to me, there's one of two possibilities here. They're either evil or they're stupid, and they're not stupid, Mike. And I don't trust them. And you know, I cannot prove it, but I can just smell Zionist connections with these people somehow. But I can't prove it. I'm just saying that. And to Chris, I want to say this. It seems to me that 9/11 and the war against Islam, it's not a war against terrorism, 9/11 and the war against Islam had to have been planned out years in advance, and I think the reason why is because Islam is the last enemy that has to be defeated before the Jews can establish their new world order with Jerusalem as the world capital, and they are using our military to do it, and that's why we're just at the beginning of this thing, and it's just getting ready to get nasty. From what I understand, I think the feds picked up what they called six or a half dozen Hezbollah terrorists in New York City this morning, just in time for the Jewish prime minister in his visit to Washington, D.C., and I can smell a stink all the way here to St. Louis. But, you know, I can see this happening. Something is going to happen in this country, and it's going to be blamed on Iranian terrorists like Hezbollah, and we're going to go after Iran, and this thing's going to get nasty. And it's all because of these Israeli Zionists who we either can't or won't stop and you know, get a hold on these people. I mean, it's easy for us to see what's happening here, but, you know, for other people, they just do not understand or see it, and it's frightening where they're taking us.
Right. You know, the thing that has to be understood is that the 9/11 movement is co-opted by these Zionist forces. The thing is that in the United States, the players behind the politicians, behind the propaganda, behind the 9/11 movement, the so-called truth movement, are one or two steps back, like I explained to you about the Simon family. But there's the Ratner family in Cleveland, the Simon family in Indianapolis, and other families like that. And what they do is that they provide a great deal of money to people like the Clintons, to the Democratic Party, to Lee Hamilton, for example, the vice chairman of the 9/11 Commission. And like the Simon family, which this girl who was is involved in the 9/11 movement, Melvin Simon, who heads that property group, is a business partner with Larry Silverstein and Frank Lowy. And he also had a Hollywood studio.
Christopher, I know who Silverstein and Loewy are, but there may be a few people out there who don't know who they
Silverstein,
are.
Silverstein, you know, Larry Silverstein and Frank Loewy were the leaseholders who obtained possession of the World Trade Center 5 weeks before 9/11 happened and who insured themselves to the hilt against exactly that kind of event happening and then collected very much handsomely off the Swiss and German insurance companies after 9/11 occurred. And so what happened is it's a classic kind of Jewish scam in which, you know, one gets involved in something and then an accident happens and they get paid 100 times over. It's happened so many times. If you just read American history, this is the classic insurance scam or the kind of bank scam that, you know, these immigrants that came from Russia, these Jewish immigrants from Russia, we're involved in.
Yeah, Christopher, you know, it's interesting. I want to make a comment here. I know there's probably people out there who are thinking, oh, he's purveying anti-Semitism here. The reason why the Anti-Defamation League was founded in the early 1900s was because there were law enforcement officials in New York City and other major cities who were complaining about the fact that many of these Jewish immigrants were, in fact, engaged in arson, and that's why the old term Jewish lightning evolved.
Mike, let me just explain.
Yeah, we're not talking anti-Semitism. We're talking about these were law enforcement officials who were saying this. So this is not some canard out of the protocols of Zion here.
Au contraire. In fact, like when I went to Europe with Jimmy Walter on the Truth Tour, there was one woman in New York who's in the 9/11 movement. Her name is Jenna Orkin. And she led a campaign, a one-woman campaign, to keep me from going on the tour. Then when I got on the tour, she did everything she could from New York to try to get me not to speak. Now, Jenna Orkin is the daughter of the Hollywood producer Harvey Orkin, called the Mighty Ork. And this is a very Zionist family. And what's interesting is that she is in the dust movement, you know, the dangers of the dust. But she doesn't address what really happened to the towers. But I spoke to her today because it turns out that her grandfather, her father's father, in 1931 borrowed $1 million from banks in New York and then was unable to pay and hanged himself in 1933. And I asked her if she knew what happened to that money, you know, because that's a great sum of money in those days. And she was surprised that she had never even heard of that. But this is the kind of thing, and this is what we're facing. These are the people. She is working to keep the critics like me of the Israeli involvement silenced, and you know. Yet at the same time, her background is very dodgy.
Clayton, listen. I want to thank you for your call. Let's move on to Matt from Vermont. Matt, come on up.
Yes. Well, I just wanted to say that I'm looking forward to getting my first copy of the American Free Press. So. But anyway, I also wanted to discuss political activism because is it enough to get this information out? I mean, you guys are obviously doing a great job, but do you ever call for a boycott? Are there T-shirts? Are there buttons, bumper stickers, something like that? That's the mentality. That's where I'm coming from. I'm like a campaigner, you know. So, you know, some of the stuff like promoting people who are running for office that you've done, that's a good thing. But what can we do nationally, you know, besides having talk shows and getting out this information? Is there any group or website or anything like that you can recommend?
Well, you know, I just like to comment on that. You know, I guess there's so many people who are doing so many things. They complement one another in some cases, and I mean complement in the sense of complement. In other words, they're working together. But on the other hand, like Christopher's pointed out, so many people in the so-called 9-1-1 truth movement only they just won't even mention the Zionist connection. So, you know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure we're really on the same team there. That's part of the problem here.
Right. And Mike, what has to be understood is that also these relationships, it's a small network of people. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to determine who are the players, who are the families, who are the people who are trying to cover up the evidence of 911 and are actively promoting the government version. Like I spoke about the Ratner family of Forest City Enterprises of Cleveland. These people own immense amounts of property in the United States. Now, they're billionaires. But one of their brothers, Michael Ratner, one of their cousins, is working with George Soros and the Center for Constitutional Review, I think it is, and is actually, he's the lawyer representing the people in Guantanamo. He's a far left-wing lawyer working with the Kunstler and that group, and he's representing these 70 of these prisoners in Guantanamo. Now, for 4.5 years now, these people in Guantanamo have gone nowhere. And I ask you, is Michael Ratner really have their best interest at heart?
That's a scary question, because if you can't trust your own lawyer, who can you
and
trust?
He's the brother of Ellen Ratner from Fox News, and he's the brother of Bruce Ratner, who owns the New Jersey Nets and runs Forest City, you know, New York. And now a new movie about 9/11 is coming out by Joel Ratner. I mean, these are all related people.
Okay, folks, we're going to a break, and then we're going to come to our last 5 minutes. We have quite a few callers lined up here. We're going to try to squeeze at least a couple more of them in. Matt, thanks for your call. It's appreciated. We've got a lot of work to do. There's no question about it. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington with Christopher Boleyn here on the Republic Broadcast.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. We're wrapping up a very interesting hour here with Christopher Boleyn, one of the real leaders in the 911 Truth Movement. Let's go to Patrick in Atlanta. Patrick, come on up.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing tonight, Patrick?
Doing good. Thank you for taking my call. Wanted to say it's a pleasure to hear your conversation with Christopher. God bless both of you for the work that you're doing. And the reason I called, first of all, was your comment earlier at the outset of the show, Michael. You'd said something about some criticism. I didn't hear your show last night, but if the gentleman who called is listening, I wanted to point out a very obvious but unspoken reality, and that is, if you were not discussing the Jews and their intrigues, you would not have a show. That is the whole basis of all of the shows on the shortwave talk radio.
I think you're absolutely right.
Number two, you brought up about the spying issue. History Channel International put a series on, they show it occasionally, about great spy stories. They showed a segment about the Israeli spy capabilities, and everybody talks about the Six-Day War and how the Arabs were going to destroy them and whatnot, but then you hear these religious people talking about it was the hand of God that saved them from the Arabs. They were going to be wiped off, and it had to, surely it was God who saved them. That's proof of their God's chosen people, right?
But so they say.
This thing on the History Channel showed that the whole deal boiled down to a double spy, a double agent inside of the Arab the military, and that's how they had all of the necessary people ready. That's why they were ready for the invasion. They knew it was coming.
Well, you know, Patrick, I'll tell you, if you look at the whole 911 thing, let's face it, there's only one country in the world that benefited from the 911 terrorist attacks, and it wasn't Saudi Arabia, and it wasn't Syria, and it wasn't Iran. It was Israel.
Well, there's no doubt about that. There's only one country bold enough to pull it off. I mean, nobody else in their right minds would conceive of such an idea to begin with.
And Christopher, we're going to be wrapping up here in just a minute or two. Did you have any comments on this?
Yeah, I just want to say a little thing. I'll be doing a follow-up piece on this for this week. I'll be going into more detail about this small network of people who are behind the promoting the government version, the media people and the millionaires, because when we understand who's behind it, then we know who has to be stopped and where the problem lies. Another thing is it's the NIST report, the official NIST report, validates my claim that there was thermite in the building. They talk about all the molten metal that was pouring off the World Trade Center, particularly the South Tower, and the puffs of smoke and the pressure pulses that accompanied each flow of metal. And I've got a question into this right now, because clearly the metal that's pouring out of the World Trade Center, the molten metal, was iron and not aluminum. And that indicates that there were extremely high temperatures on the 81st floor, which were probably used to cut those big central columns to precipitate the collapse of the building. So those are the two things I'll be writing about this week. So if you read American Free Press, you'll find some very interesting stuff next week.
Christopher, thank you for making that important point, because, you know, the truth is, the fact is that you're not going to get this information anywhere else except from Christopher Berlin and American Free Press, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, here on RBN, where there are hosts, not just me, but there are other hosts who are not afraid to talk about these controversial things. Patrick, thanks for your call. Apologies to those we can't bring in. Thanks, as always, to Christopher. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. We need your support for the Republic Broadcasting Network, because it's your support that makes programs like this possible. Stay tuned for more good programming here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks again. Have a good evening. See you tomorrow night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
no matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.